Hi, I'm Matt Heath, and this is my friend Jeremy Wells, and welcome to our daily podcast, which we farted out sometime between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. this morning.
This podcast is proudly brought to you by MyRepublic. Even if you are listening to this courtesy of another provider, they won't hold it against you. How's that for knowing no limits? What great New Zealanders they are.
And don't forget to subscribe, slag us off, and give us a 5-star review.
It's the lighter side of the coffee news.
The Coffee News is the mock coffee stain printed double-sided one sheet you'll find folded up in most cafes, fast food joints and tourist traps across the country. It's the printed publication of the future, which features a lighter side segment where they print some great jokes. Here's this week's crop. You ready, Jerry?
Yeah.
A human cannonball decided to leave the circus. "You can't leave," said the manager. "Where will I find another man of your caliber?"
Cannonball, do they have calibers? I thought that was more pistols.
My idea of cleaning the house is sweeping the floor with a glance.
What's that?
My idea of cleaning the house is sweeping the floor with a glance. What do you call a snowman with a suntan? A puddle. Wait. Pay attention to the weather and
It's melting.
Pay attention to the weather and you might learn something. It is completely unmoved by criticism.
This is a bad crop.
How does a lion greet the other animals in the field? "Pleased to eat you." Themed in with the lion's tour. That one.
That depends. That depends on what animals it comes across. I mean, lions don't eat everything.
Yes, they do. What don't they eat?
Insects.
Yes, they do. They love insects.
They don't. They don't eat mice.
They fry up hoo-hoo grubs.
They don't eat mice.
They love mice. And that's this week's crop of jokes from on the lighter side of the coffee news.
It's a rotten crop. It's really worth harvesting. May as well just put a flame to that.
There's some good jokes in there, though, you got to say.
It's the Fact Factor.
So I'll come up with a topic, Matt comes up with three facts on that topic. We'll judge whether they're good or bad and work out whether he has the fact factor. In light of BBC newsreader Hugh Edwards being unaware he was on live TV for 4 minutes due to technical issues while he shuffled his notes and made notes on some bits of paper this morning, I want live TV facts for you, Matt. You ready to play the fact factor?
Nearly scored again. Anyway, what was
it? Are you ready to play the fact factor?
So ready.
Focus on the task at hand, please.
I'm so ready. In 2007, MSNBC news anchor Mika Brzezinski refused to report on the day's lead story of Paris Hilton's release from jail. Then, after she was pressured to do the story, this happened.
"He's not listening to me. He's put it as the lead. Do you have a lighter? Give me this.
Unhand me.
This is the Paris Hilton story, okay?
Wait a second.
Hold on a second. I'm going to make a point. We're not covering this, all right?"
She attempted to light the script on fire on live television. Remember, like, about 2007, everything was about Paris Hilton, but now it's like Paris Hilton doesn't exist anymore.
No, it's weird, isn't it?
Like, no one's heard of Paris Hilton. I mean, what's happened to her?
Is she still pissing around parties and stuff?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Red card? Yellow card. There's a problem. Anyway, all right. Pissing parties? Yeah, sure.
What a fact. That has the fact factor.
You focus on the plays. It seems like you're more focused on the Confederations Cup game.
Oh, that was a brutal tackle by the Mexicans, actually, but wasn't penalised. And the All Whites and All Black are furious about it, 2-1.
Good start from you in the fact factor on another related issue. What's your second live TV fact?
The first time the F-word was broadcast on live television in the US was in August of 1969 when Jefferson Airplane performed the song "We Can Be Together" on the Dick Cavett Show.
It's a beep, though.
Yeah, when later on they went down to build that city on rock and roll, didn't they, that you played yesterday?
Really, did they?
Yeah, because Jefferson Airplane became Starship.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what happened, buddy. And then that's why they could say they built that city on rock and roll, because they'd been rocking and rolling since for a long time.
Fact, you Heath. That's fact.
And the reason is because, I mean, at least play the swear word. That was a beep.
Well, we're not allowed the F word on
on the show either.
We're not allowed the F word on the show.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Really?
No. Oh. Not allowed it.
Jeez.
I'm invoking my right to a lifeline. 0800 Hobonacci. One caller decides if that fact was good or bad.
Good morning. You're a new caller to the show. What's your name? Good morning. You're a new caller to the show. What's your name?
You're talking to me.
Yeah. Good morning. You're a new caller to the show. What's your name?
Mate.
G'day, mate. What's your name?
G'day, mate.
Mate.
G'day, mate. G'day, mate.
Bloody good fact.
Oh, good. Okay.
What a fact. That has the fact factor.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. Something weird happened there, but you've got to say. Still don't know your name.
Great New Zealander. Don't know your name. Great. What's your name?
Oliver.
Oliver.
Jeez, Oliver.
Jesus, Oliver.
Yeah, Oliver from Danny Vic.
Oliver.
Oh, from the Vic.
From the Vic.
Yeah.
What's happening in the Vic?
We've got two.
Oh, just a bit of building.
We've got two listeners from the Vic now.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we don't. We don't. We had the other listener.
Yep.
We've lost him.
Oh, have we?
Now we've just got Oliver. So he's replaced the other one.
Okay, it's like...
One.
It's like the Governor General. You can only have one.
Yeah, that's right.
One listener in the Vic.
From the Vic. Thanks for your call, Oliver, from the Vic. What did he say? Good fact.
Yeah, good fact.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Okay. Well, what's your third and final live TV fact?
In 2006, the BBC accidentally broadcast a live TV interview with someone who was there for a job interview instead of their actual interview subject due to a waiting room mix-up.
That was very funny.
That's one of the funniest things you'll ever see.
What a fact! That has the fact factor.
He's got led in and put into an interview and... Did pretty well, actually.
Yeah.
He held his own for a while.
Oh, totally.
Mm.
He did. He just... That's right. You got to look that up on YouTube and watch that. That's so funny.
That's great. Right.
He looks around, he's like, I'm not that person in his eyes. And then he just gets on with the job and just starts answering the questions.
Hey, you had some good answers to the topic du jour.
The Agenda.
Man, Jerry Show Agenda is a communal conversation starters. Ring us with your opinion anytime during an agenda on 0800 Hodaki. Later we look at Kiwi passports being pretty useful around the world. Soon lions getting paranoid in Auckland, but now Hawking got a warning.
The human race must start leaving Earth within 30 years to avoid being wiped out by overpopulation and climate change. Professor Stephen Hawking has warned, making an impassioned speech at the Starmus Science Festival in Trondheim, Norway. The astrophysicist said it was crucial to establish colonies on Mars and the Moon and take a Noah's Ark of plants, animals, fungi and insects to start creating a new world. Hawking said it was only a matter of time before the Earth, as we know it, is destroyed by an asteroid strike, soaring temperatures or overpopulation. He said that becoming a cosmic sloth was not an option because the threats are too big and too numerous.
As I said before, a couple of points on this, Jerry. Firstly, the world would have to get very, very, very bad before it was as bad as Mars, because Mars has a very little atmosphere, very little water, and no oxygen.
No.
So I mean, how bad would Earth have to be before it's as bad as Mars? I mean, you can take your Noah's Ark of plants, animals, fungi, and insects, and you can head up to Mars, and then you'll sit in sort of a bunker, and you'll look out the window. I mean, if you're up there, you definitely the type of fungi you'd want to be taking, wouldn't you?
What about Venus?
Venus.
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 It's a hellhole.
At least it's got clouds.
Yeah. Clouds of sulfuric acid. You'll sink into it. You can't stand on Venus, mate. It's not solid like Earth. You'll slide into it. It's horrible, mate.
What about What about Uranus?
I think the bigger question here, Jerry, is what are the top five sexiest things about Professor Stephen Hawking?
And now, it's another Matt and Jerry Top 5!
Professor Stephen Hawking, the wheelchair-riding genius physicist from Oxford University, has said we need to get the hell off Earth as soon as possible or we are all going to die.
It's our very great pleasure to welcome to the studio the one and only Professor Stephen Hawking.
So Matt and Jerry, it's great to be here, guys. Thanks for having me. Shall we get stuck into the top five sexist things about me?
Absolutely.
Number 5.
My pre-disease love of figure skating.
Of course, you fell skating in the 60s, Professor Hawking. Went to hospital and were given 2 years to live on an unrelated degenerative disease, but you're still going strong all these years and looking great.
Thanks, mate.
Number 4.
My love of Penthouse magazines.
That's right, Stephen. You've postulated some great theories over the years. Most famously, your equation that measures emissions from black holes known as Hawking radiation. But less well known are the bets that you have with other academics. They often revolve around subscriptions to Penthouse magazine.
Well, I used to be into Penthouse magazines, but nowadays I am on the internet. I am a huge fan of Amateur, Lesbian and Lady Boy.
Good to know.
Number 3.
My rampant and iRobot paranoia.
Yes, Stephen, you're on the record saying that artificial intelligence will soon get so advanced that robots will turn on humans and kill us all for our imperfections.
That is 100% correct. We are all going to die.
It's a bit rich coming from you, of course, seeing as you're at least half robot yourself.
Number 2.
My sexy four rotten bottom teeth.
Yes, you may be a genius, but you're not a great brush of your teeth.
I have more important things to think about than oral hygiene. Like the number one sexist thing about me, Professor Stephen Hawking.
Number 1.
My sexy sultry voice.
Yes, your original voice synthesizer was created by a California-based company called Word Plus, which ran a speech program called Equalizer on the Apple II computer. And you've stayed with that sexy sound ever since. And look, that's the top 5 sexiest things about Stephen Hawking. Thanks so much for coming in, Professor.
Thank you, guys. Real pleasure to hear, but before I go, I just want to say, whatever you do, get the hell off the planet before we all die.
So I said to her, look, if you're going to do that, then do it properly. You know, don't do it half, don't go halfway, do the full, you know, service. And then she told me to bugger off.
Absolutely. Oh, is the mic on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, you're halfway through a podcast. Listen to the rest. There's some great stuff to come.
It's our great pleasure to welcome into the studio Hauraki and ACC Operations Coordinator Jesse Williamson. G'day, Jesse. How are you this morning?
G'day, mate. Good. How are you?
Hey, now, Jesse Williams, you may be aware that ACC head and Hauraki head Grot Lane got steamed on knife parties on Sunday night, stayed up till midnight and bought all but 14 of the tickets to Darude's concert at the Empire in Christchurch.
Yes.
On August 2nd.
I am aware. What a bloody legend.
Well, is he a legend? Because he's blown our operations budget, and your title is Operations Manager, is it not?
Operations Coordinator.
Operations Coordinator. And so that's... When something happens, that's when you run a tight ship. And...
I'd like to hand you Exhibit A.
We'd like to raise a police matter with you, Jesse.
So you've just handed me a speeding ticket?
That's correct.
Kia. Okay.
It's a correct Kia Sorento,
Kia
I believe.
Kia Sorento.
Yeah.
You guys drove the Kia Sorento down to Greymouth, didn't you?
Yeah, what's the date on that, though?
What's the date on that? Well, it was around the weekend of the 19th of May when you guys went down. This is on the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, no, I was definitely driving that.
You were driving it back, weren't you?
I was.
We drove it down, Jesse, but you drove the Sorengary billboard back to Auckland, didn't you, Jesse?
Yeah, I did you guys a favour and drove your billboard
through the Rye Valley
I don't actually know where I was really going, but yeah.
Well,
and how fast were you going through the Rye Valley?
66 and a 60. That is bullshit. I thought you had about
language operations coordinator Jesse Williams.
I thought you had 9K, so I thought if you're in a 50 you could go 59 and then you'd get pinged.
What you thought is irrelevant. What has happened is ACC head Grot Lane spent your entire operations budget, and where are we going to get the 30 bucks to cover this infringement?
Well, 30 bucks, that's nothing. I'm happy to pay that.
It's nothing for you. But for Grot Lane,
it's maxed out. Grot Lane's ACC and Hauraki head Grot Lane's card is completely maxed out. He's been in meetings with HR, and they've said to him he doesn't have anything more to spend. So,
well, the Darude tickets, they're pretty hot at the moment. Someone would definitely pay 30 bucks for a Darude ticket. So,
but
I think 0800 Hauraki, if you want to buy a Darude ticket for 30 bucks to cover my speeding fine, then feel free.
You're trying to slither your way out of this one, Jesse Williams. But that's not the way it works.
But don't you reckon that's a bit harsh, 66 and a 60? Well, it is the law.
Well, that's the law.
Is it a speed camera?
Yeah, it was a speed camera, yeah, because I didn't get pulled over. And that was on the 22nd of May. That's just come in, and I've been driving it around for the ACC Not fast. Well, maybe a little bit.
And to be fair, actually, we were involved in an incident driving back from the party in the mouth where a person who works for NZME, who I won't name.
Jody.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you've just done that.
No, but it was, we'll call it Jay Gill.
Was caught doing 100 and, what was it, 139?
It was a 300, yeah.
it was a sweet
300.
But very kindly, the officer said, look, I'll bring you, you're actually going 141, but I'll bring you down to 139, because that'll take you from 600 to 400 or something.
Now, Jesse, you've been making some excuses. You've been looking at selling Darude tickets that you don't own. They belong to Grot Lane. He spent your operations budget. But I think your correct answer to these allegations was, sorry, Mr. Wells, sorry, Mr. Heath.
For doing you a favour and driving your billboard. Your shitty billboard.
At 66 Ks an hour, Jesse.
Yeah.
66. I mean, that is 6 Ks over the speed limit.
Maybe don't say Mr. Wells and Mr. Heath. Just say sorry. Can we get a sorry out of you?
All right. Sorry, Mr. Heath, and sorry, Mr. Wells.
And what about ACC Head and Hodaki?
No. He doesn't get a sorry. No, he can pay it, but yeah, no sorry.
He can suck it.
Matt Heath and Jeremy Wells, the Hodaki Breakfast.
Now, so you said you want me to do it before or after? Before, right, okay. Jeremy likes incredible stories from around the world. One caller on 0800 decides if this story is incredible or not. Chris, I was having discussed it with Chris, producer, whether I do it before or afterwards, and I made a decision and then I immediately forgot which one I'd made.
Whether
it was before or after the sting, whether I gave the admin.
Yeah.
And then I stalled.
It's always the question, isn't it? Whether you'll do the admin before or after the sting.
We need to just, between the three of us, you, me, and producer Chris, we need to decide whether it's going to be before or after.
It may be better just to do it after the sting.
Okay, we'll do it after the sting.
We should do it after the sting.
Should we do the sting again?
Let's do it again.
Yeah, okay, cool. Sorry, because we can't have gaps like that in radio.
Should we play the whole killer song going into it just to get some momentum going?
Yeah, because we're never going to have the momentum. No, I think the sting will give me enough momentum to go.
Right, what about just the end of the killer song here like this?
Okay.
That's the Killers at 6:09 on the Matt and Jerry Show.
Jerry James, Drummond Wells, gets very excited about incredible stories from around the world, but are you excited about his exciting story? One caller on 0800 Hodaki decides if the next story is good or not.
Oh, my God, that was good.
Momentum.
God, that's good momentum.
Wildlife investigators suck the life out of it now.
Wildlife investigators from India and Britain have uncovered an international fraud ring in which dried penises of endangered monitor lizards are being sold as a plant root regarded as a good luck charm and used in religious rituals. The dried lizard hemi penis.
Warning. Warning. Warning.
That's downstairs focused.
Looks like two dried hands joined together in prayer and is similar to the Hatha Jodi root that people believe can ward off evil. The Hatha Jodi root. While the plant has all but disappeared from the Indian countryside, wildlife traffickers have been buying the dried lizard penises.
Warning. Warning. Warning.
That's downstairs focused.
Fraudulently selling them online.
Now, a couple of points on this, Jerry. Firstly, what a weird downstairs operation.
Look at the I mean, you wouldn't want to get anywhere near that thing, would you? No. It almost looks like a brain with a bit of the brainstem kind of dangling down and then chopped off about 4 centimetres down from where your spinal cord. Looks like a weird-shaped brain with a spinal cord dangling down from it.
I tell you, if you had a member like that, you wouldn't be getting out at parties. Actually, interestingly enough, you know Coast FM, the music station that has a studio very near to ours. Their studio looks out onto Graham Street. And, Jerry, remember when we had the Press Your Ass Against the Glass initiative where we were handing out the Ass Against the Glass grad bag
to the people
that came down here and pressed their ass against the glass?
Yeah.
Well, BK, who does Breakfast on Coast, doesn't run an Ass Against the Glass situation. But this morning he got the reverse of an Ass Against the Glass situation. I just saw him when I was coming in, and a couple of dudes were walking down the road, and they'd been drinking, and obviously been out all night, and they pressed their collective downstairs, the front, the C&B against the glass, while he was trying to play easily listening hits.
Well, are you sure he's not running
the Butch Ass Against the Glass grab bag? You're going to win, win, win.
Well, whether he is or not, over at Coast FM, and I doubt it very, very much, they wouldn't have won
the Butch Ass Against the Glass grab bag. You're going to win, win, win.
Because at no point did either of them press their ass against the glass. They put their front, which is also known as a Is that known as a pressed ham?
CMB, the pressed ham, yeah.
Yeah, they've done a pressed ham.
Oh, is that right?
And well,
the Butch ass against the glass grab bag! You're gonna win, win, win!
Makes total sense on the Matt and Jerry show on BK's breakfast show on Coast. It's well outside of the curve of normality.
I can imagine it is. Taylor, good morning. You're the sure thing. Do you want to weigh in on this issue du jour around the...
The Butch ass against the glass grab bag! You're gonna win, win, win!
Or dried lizard penises.
I gotta say, not your best news story.
Yep, I'd agree with that.
A bit downstairs focused.
It was, wasn't it?
People have always been using weird and crazy random penises from many animals to do random things. So, I don't know, it wasn't the biggest news I've ever heard.
Well, thanks, Taylor. I accept that. I accept your criticism. But what I'm going to say to you is this. It's very hard to not be downstairs focused when you're talking about a story around dried lizard penises.
Again, religious people have been using, like, penises and random crap, like, for ages. Like, it's not super surprising that this time they picked a lizard rather than, a rhino or something. Like,
so,
you know.
Taylor, are you not a fan of the hemi-penis? Are you not part of the fan, like, have you got problems with the LGBTQ and hemi-penis community?
Not really. I'm pretty impartial to the LGBT, but...
not the lizard HPs.
That's not the lizard, sorry. Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Look, you've had your say, and personally I agree with you. I don't think you need to bring hemi-penises to the breakfast show this early, Jerry.
Matt Heath and Jeremy Wells, the Hodaki Breakfast.
Here's Melanie, the 27-year-old truck driver from Beachlands. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Jerry. I think you'll find it's just been my birthday recently, but we just hit that old thing completely.
Okay, we'll just change that up for you, actually. Yeah. Oh, hang on, we've got to change the sting as well.
Oh, my God.
Melanie, the 28-year-old truck driver.
That's already been updated.
Fantastic.
How did you celebrate your birthday, babe?
Oh, yeah, just smashed back a lot of alcohol with my friends the last weekend past, yeah.
What sort of drinks were you on, Melanie, the 28-year-old truck driver from Beachlands?
I started out pinching my mother's Pinot Gris.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then hosed it back down with a few Heineken.
Oh, yeah.
Moved on to a present that I got from a very good friend of mine, a bottle of Jägermeister. And then... then I had some friends of mine pesting me for that, so I was left with the Canadian club. Yeah, it was good time.
Jesus, you really pushed the boat out there. Have you tried the knife parties? We're going on a tour of the Knife Party Brewery this afternoon. They've put on a brisket of beef they've been cooking overnight for us and the Knife Party. I mean, ACC Head and Hodaki Head Grot Lames brains the Knife Party for buying all the tickets to the Darude concert in Christchurch. They're operating at 8%, those beers.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, delicious,
wow.
Though.
Mm. Hey, I think I should try. Very dangerous.
How can we help you apart from all this?
I don't know. I just felt like pesting you a bit. I was wondering if you could run a snap poll for me.
Oh, absolutely. Of course we can. What do you want? Yeah, what do you want? We can run a snap poll for anyone.
I'm having trouble deciding what to get for breakfast from McDonald's. I'm tossing up between the two bagels, the BLT and the New York Benedict.
Oh.
Okay, so the BLT. Should Melanie have a BLT or the New York Benedict?
All right.
Let's run a...
Snap poll!
Five calls aside whether...
Are you in the drive-thru as we speak, Melanie?
No, I'm pulling up to the, you know, that off-ramp just past Papakura, the one that's up off to the side.
I know exactly the one.
Let's take this to the Big Cantab Mints. Good morning, BCM.
Good morning. She should get a chicken McMuffin.
Big Cantab Mints.
A chicken McMuffin.
Well, now you've just muddied the waters, Big Cantab Mints.
But that's problematic. Here's Xander
from
Papakura.
Great New Zealander, the BCM.
Morning, Xander.
G'day, Matt. G'day, Jerry, again.
Look, so Melanie, the now 28-year-old truck driver from Beachlands, is about to get McDonald's for breakfast. Should she have a BLT or a New York, what was it, a New York something? Benedict.
I'm going to vote for the classic BLT, but if there are options for others, I would definitely recommend the Massive McMuffin. especially if you're going to have a big day.
Massive sausage and egg McMuffin.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll take the BLT, though, at this stage. Hold on, let's just check with Melanie. Melanie?
Yes?
Are you open to other suggestions, or is it definitely between the BLT and the New York Benedict?
I really love the bagel, but I'm open to all suggestions. I'm super, these are fantastic suggestions by the
Howard. I'm a huge fan of the massive McMuff.
Get out of this. It's the New York Benedict. Is that right? Is that the second option?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, let's get back to this.
Should we go to
snap hole?
Should we go to Chlamydia John and Whangarei? Good morning.
You got to work in the mess factor here when driving your truck and eating at the same time. So whichever one's the less messy.
Oh, good point. Well, the BLT's less messy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's way less messy, so they go there for the BLT too. Okay, well, one way. I'll tell you what, I'm going to take this to my hometown of Dunedin with Ben, the bus driver.
Ben, the 26-year-old bus driver from Dunedin.
BLT or New York Benedict, Ben?
It's going to be the BLT.
There you go, boom.
Well, that's it. Come on, man.
Thanks for sitting through another Matt and Jerry show on Radio Hauraki.
This podcast was brought to you by our bloody great mates at MyRepublic, the internet service provider that knows no limits. And when you sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST, you will get 1 month free on top of what's already a bloody great deal.
MyRepublic. Like us at times, they know no limits.